I see the need more than ever before to try to bring Christ into the knowledge. We should be ever more mindful to bring people the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're in a world that this world has forgot God, forgot Christ. We're in a world that they believe in God, but they don't necessarily believe in Jesus Christ. We was with some people during Thanksgiving. They said they believe in God, and they believe that Jesus Christ was a prophet, but that's not good enough. The devil believes in God. But it takes more than just believing that Jesus was a prophet or believing in God. It takes a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The signs on every hand are before us, amen? And I want to minister this morning, amen, I think a timely message for the hour. And I believe that the coming of the Lord is nigh and even at hand. In Luke, the 21st chapter, I want to deal with some thoughts out of that chapter. And we find the words recorded there that allows us to know that the time is late. Amen. The word goes on to say, amen. And it shall you be hated. Just talking about the Jew in verse 17 of the 21st chapter. It would be good to read it all, but time would not permit. But read this entire chapter. It has a great message to it. And but in the 17th verse, amen, after it said they shall be caused to put to death, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair, amen, of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. That within itself, verse 19, you could drive up a stake and preach a week's revival, amen. If anything I've learned that you have to wait on the Lord. You have to wait till God, amen, is ready to move. And when God gets ready to move, there ain't nothing can stop him from moving. But you got to be patient to wait God's time. I know I'm chomping at the bits to see some things that we've got in our spirit that we need to see happen here. And God keeps reminding me, I brought you here. Faith brought you here. Amen. Prayer brought you here. Obedience to God brought us this point. And God will not fail us. Amen. And when you shall see Jerusalem, I want to look at this 20th verse. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed about with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Know when you see this thing, and look what's going on in the Middle East, amen. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mount, amen. And let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let them that are in the countries enter therein, amen. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Now, God is already aforehand in his word. The book of Daniel gives us an understanding of how these are going to take place. The 24th chapter of Matthew talks about the desolation of abomination. Amen. It talks about when the Antichrist, amen, stands in the temple and professes him to be Christ. Amen. And this is the time that the world, amen, will look upon all these things that are taking place. And the Bible said, amen, it's time to flee out of that city. Now, I believe that to be somewhere before the middle of the week of Daniel's prophet, amen, 70 weeks, amen, was determined upon thou people. I believe we're at the close of the 69th week. I believe we're looking into the 70th week. And I believe, amen, that first 3.5 years of that 70th week will be the lesser tribulation, but then we will move into the great tribulation, amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, in Matthew, the 24th chapter and verse 15, it says, when ye therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Let them which be in Judea flee unto the mountains. That's what he's talking about. Daniel 11 and 31, amen, gives us the first understanding of it, amen. But then when we come back, amen, here in Luke, amen, it goes on to state, amen, the exact same word, and it tell them that they will flee, amen, and they will flee into the mountains, amen. And this is what is going to take place. This is what God's word is said, amen. And as we see this, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. Amen. This thing will take place as surely, amen, as God's word has spoken it. Amen. It will happen, amen, that all the things that are written, they might be fulfilled. Now, verse 23 said, but woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be a great distress in the land and wrath upon the people. You know the Jew is hated, amen, by almost all the world, amen. And American people, we have given recognition to the Jew, and our presidents has always looked after Israel, but we're seeing some things happen today that are contrary to the norm of what's took place. This will be the destruction and the downfall of America. As long as we stay with Jerusalem, amen, with Israel, God will have favor with us. But if we bring our hand against Israel, God will let somebody bring their hand against us. Amen. And you can know assuredly, this is sure as we are here today, listening to the word of God be preached, that it's going to happen just like God said it's going to happen. Amen. And there's wars and rumors of wars. There's a battle on ever area around Jerusalem. They're right in the midst of just sometime after the first of the year, they're going to have a time that they're going to bring their people together. They're going to prepare them for chemical warfare. They're going to prepare them, amen, for what's coming. And I look to see in the earlier months of next year, I look to see this thing in the Middle East get worse and worse and worse. It's all over, a lot of it's over a barrel of oil. And if this thing happens the way it is, amen, the average car, amen, your week's paycheck won't even buy you enough gas to fill it to get to work, amen. Because our people here in America, we're worse than the people that worship the cow, amen. Their kids were starving to death, but they worship the cow and call it holy. We are worse, amen. We have set up idols. We have turned aside from following God, amen, and his son Jesus Christ into falsehoods, into every other kind of doctrine. We've allowed every other doctrine to come into this world, in this country. We've allowed them to teach it in our campuses of our colleges. We've allowed our teachers to teach this, but we have drove Jesus Christ out of our education. We have drove the word of God out of our education. We have stooped to the point that said we evolved from an ape and we teach it to our kids. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you've got kids and you're listening to me, you need to get those kids pointed towards Calvary. Because if they don't have Jesus, they're going to die and go to a devil's hell. Their destruction will be in a place called hell. And we owe it to those that are coming on before us. Amen. Our moms and dads took us to church. If they did, some of them didn't. But the ones that did, amen. And generation to generation, they have declared Jesus Christ. And for that reason, I stand here saved today, because somebody went afore ahead of me, amen, told me the way and showed me the way through the scriptures that I found Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. We need to find out if our neighbor's saved, and if our neighbor ain't saved, we need to tell them about Jesus. We need to find out on the job site if the man working beside us or the woman working beside us, if they're not saved, we need to lead them to Jesus. Amen. If your children are not saved, you need to lead them to Jesus. Amen. If your family's not saved and you have Jesus, You need to tell them about Jesus. Amen. We've had enough, amen, of rolled up noses, looking down our noses and saying, I'm holier than thou, I'm better than thou. We need to get back to the brass tacks of the word, and we need to teach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And every man, woman, boy, girl needs a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we need to carry that message, cry aloud, and spare not. Amen. Because an hour of darkness is coming. We got to work while we have the light of day, because darkness is coming. And that darkness is coming when no man can work. And we must work while we have the light of day. But the Bible tells us what's going to take place. Amen. And we know that they'll go to a world system, and we're seeing that. In the early months of 2010, we're going to see a country after country pushing, amen, for, amen, the world dollar and world money system. Now, America is pretty well bankrupt. We're pretty well broke, amen. We can't pay our debts. We can't pay our national debt. And we have signed ourselves out to people that do not believe in our God and do not believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we have come under bondage to false religions. Amen. And no longer in America is the number one priority religion Jesus Christ and amen, the Son of God. Amen. And no longer is that the prominent, amen, belief in Virginia. 85% of the people of America believe something other than God the Father, his Son Jesus Christ, crucified for our sins. And we wonder why America's going down the tubes. Amen. Jay Leno said it. Amen. How God had to use a night show host. Amen. He had to use a talk show host to have enough backbone to stand up to America and said, with all the things that's going on in America right now, I don't think it's time to be taking God out of anything. And I say, amen. We need to put God back in our churches. We need to put God back in our homes. We need to put God back in our schools. We need to put God back in everything in America. And if we put God back where God belongs, then America will be the land of the brave and the free. But America's a land of cowards that's hid behind the devil and every false doctor and their beer bottles and their cigarettes and their snuff. Amen. We spend more money on those filthy things than we do feed their families. Amen. It costs more for a family to buy their cigarettes than it does to buy their food to feed their kids. I was in a store the other day, and a man I paid for my gas was $25, and the lady beside me, I heard her say, the man, that will be $234. And I said, "Woo! What did he buy?" And I seen what he bought. He bought 6 cartons of cigarette, and the bill come to $234. I grant you that his grocery bill for his family didn't come near that. Probably didn't come maybe at all, because he may have spent that instead of buying his groceries. And we wonder why we got problems in America. We got problems in America because we have forgot God. Days without number, we have forgot God. And when we knew God, we didn't praise him. When we knew God, we didn't keep him, amen, in our living, in our lives. And America has went astray and lived the life of a harlot, amen. Amen. We've went whoring after other gods. Amen. And we wonder why that we don't have a, everybody thought, well, Obama's going to step out and be the greatest. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Christians need to come out from under whatever they, the cloud they're standing under. Amen. The reason Obama was elected is we had a man in the White House before that claimed to be a Christian. The change that America wanted is somebody that didn't have God. They wanted somebody to drink with them, to party with them. They wanted somebody to go along, amen. The gays wanted somebody to go along and say it's all right for us to get married. And our president is pledged if they get a bill to his desk, he will sign it. We're sick. We're sick. We're sick in sin. We're blinded by sin. Amen. They want to pass a hate bill. that this message I'm preaching today, amen, they would drag you to court for. They don't want the truth any longer. But the reason Obama was elected is we have 85% of the people in America don't believe in the God we serve today. We are the minority. For several years, where did this erosion come from? It started in the pulpit. For years, it has been tallied in surveys that 85% of the preachers preaching in the American pulpits did not agree on virgin birth, did not agree on Jesus Christ being the Son of God, and did not agree that Jesus Christ was coming back to rapture his church. 85% of the American preachers for long running back, 20 years back, could not stand up and answer and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. I believe that he was born of virgin birth. I believe that bodily he is returning together his church. And we wonder where the corruption and the problem is at. That's where it's at. You've got to get the preachers back saved. You've got to get the preachers off of their false doctrines. You've got to get them off of the doctrines that they preach for filthy lucre's sake. They preach messages wherein will not offend nobody, will not hurt nobody's feeling, that everybody can just get along hunky-dory, amen, on their fine road to hell. Because without Jesus Christ in hell, you will lift up your eyes. Amen. It's time we preach the gospel. It's time we cry aloud and spare not. Amen. We've got too many people that say, well, God will make an exception. My pastor in one of the home churches I grew up in, she said to our Sunday school class one Sunday morning, she said, I believe that God will make an exception for people that have not heard about Jesus Christ. God will not. He will not send them to hell. He's too loving God to send anybody to hell. He will allow them and make an exception for them. And I rose up. I was counting a shy young man back in that days. But I rose up and I said, I beg your pardon. Amen. If we say that people have not heard of Jesus Christ, we will say, and we are saying, that the Holy Ghost has not done his work. The Bible tells me that, this gospel which Paul said he preached, amen, it's going to be preached to every creature under heaven's skies. The Bible tell me the grace of God which bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Man will be without excuse on judgment. Man will be without any excuse, amen. He cannot say, I don't know, I didn't know, because man will know. But it's what you choose. And here today, you and I, we have the right to choose. And thank God you have chosen Jesus Christ. But those that I'm preaching to, those that I am crying aloud to today, those that have not God, those that have not found Jesus, I'm crying aloud to you and saying, Jesus is the way. He is the door. He is the life. Amen. And all that come unto him, in no wise would he cast them out. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, amen, he said, I'm going to open up the door and I'm going to come in and I'm going to sup with him. We have to open up the door. And men must have the knowledge. Amen. Must have the knowledge to be able to open up the door. And that's where we come in. That's the reason this ministry runs Bible colleges, Bible schools. We ordain ministers and preachers and set forth churches. I can't do it all by myself. I learned a long, 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 long time ago. Amen. Amen. Put your shoulder, amen, against the load, and every man, woman, boy, girl that's called, encourage them. Make a way that they can go preach. Make a way they can go tell it, amen, that they can go cry aloud and spare not. And that's what our ministry has been about. That's what it's about today, amen, as that we are preparing people, amen, to go forth into the highways and byways. We're preparing people to go and to cry aloud and tell a lost and dying world they need Jesus. Amen. For without him there is no hope. Life is in, amen, the Son. He that has the Son that has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. Thank God we've got the Son. Thank God that the Son of God, amen, revealed himself unto me. Thank God when he knocked on my door, I said, yes. Wherever you may be today, if you're not saved and he's knocking on your door, say yes. If you're backslid, amen, amen, he's married to the backslider, amen. No man can pluck you out of his hand. A lot of people say, well, this person caused me to backslide. My husband did. My wife did. No, if you backslid because you chose not to keep following Jesus. Amen. And today, amen, no man has the power, amen, to pluck you out of his hand. Amen. No man can pull you away from God. No man can take you away from God. You leave God. If you leave God, you leave him because you choose to. Amen. Lust of the eye, the pride of life, amen, and lust of the flesh, those three categories of sin pull men away from God, amen. You can't stay in the sinning business and go with God, amen. When you get saved, you got to get out of the sinning business, amen. When he comes into your life, you've got to get out, amen, of the sinning business, amen. And when you are touched by him and he begins to form that new creature in you, Paul said, tarry with him until Christ was formed in him. Amen. And that's the work of the church today. Amen. But what does the church teach most folks? Amen. Oh, we have good fellowship. The devil's got fellowship. They got fellowship down at the honky-tonk. Amen. They got fellowship over here at this beer joint. Amen. Over here, amen, in the shopping center. They got fellowship in every hellhole and honky-tonk there is. Fellowship ain't good enough. Amen. It needed to be based around the truth. Amen. That fellowship needs to be based in worship of Jesus Christ. And we lift up the only begotten Son of the Father. Amen. And we acknowledge him. Amen. Yes, we need good Christian fellowship, not just fellowship. The Bible says, amen, forsake not the assembling together with the saints. The devil's come into the world that we know. Amen. There's no such a thing as a five-day work week and Saturday and Sunday. Amen. Saturday for the family, Sunday for the church. Amen. For the Lord, that's not a reality anymore. Amen. Because, amen, the stores, amen, Walmarts and all the different stores, amen. There's a bigger crowd at Walmart today than there are in most churches, amen. Sunday night service, amen, won't compare nothing, amen. If you take all the Sunday night service people that attends in this county, won't compare to what passes through Walmart tonight, amen. We have allowed our scheduling, amen. We have people tell us, we ask them, they go to church and they say, yeah, I've had a home church, but I've not been there in months because they schedule me to work. Amen. You need to have enough backbone to go to your employer and say, listen, amen, if you want me to be the best employee you've ever had, you need to let me, amen, go to my house of God and worship my God and praise and glorify my God. Let me tell you something, the Muslim, the Islams, those that worship Muhammad, amen, those people, amen, on the job, they shut everything down at a certain time and give them time to go pray. But us little old wimp Christians, amen, we're afraid to stand up and say, it's time for me to pray. But the Muslims, the Islam people, those that worship Muhammad, this country has made way and give them plants. They say a lot of the Ford Motor Company plants, amen, work them and they honor their time of prayer. And they shut everything down for them to go pray at their set times of pray. If somebody worshiping a dead man in the ground that won't ever come out, Muhammad ain't never going to rise. Muhammad ain't going to never get up, amen, because he's dead, amen, in that sense, amen. Yeah, he will be resurrected at the eternal resurrection of the eternal dead, and in hell, he will lift up his eyes in a place called hell, but he will never be raised, amen, to gather his people and all the millions of people that worship him, amen. And he's not even the Son of God. Let me tell you something. We need, a lot of people don't like me because I'm bold. Amen. I run into a lot of folks that don't like me at all because I call it the way it is and I say it the way it is. But I'm going to tell you something. Most Christians has an old rubber backbone. Amen. They don't have enough God. They may say, I'm afraid I might offend somebody. Let me tell you something. If offends you, if I tell you that Muhammad, amen, is not of God, if I tell you according to the word of God, those that do not serve Jesus Christ is going to hell. If that offends you, let it cut you to the bone and throw salt in it. Amen. Because there'll be a day in hell that you would wish 10 million times that some old raw preacher would have got your attention before it was too late. Before it was eternally too late. And I'm preaching today because I know that there's someone out there. Amen. We've had 8 or 9 obituaries come in the radio station. We had, I think it was 8 people die here in the county Thanksgiving Day. We got another one this morning. Got 2 more yesterday. We'll tell you something. Amen. Those people, I hope they were saved. Because if they ain't in hell, they'll lift up their eyes. And they'll wish to God that some preacher had enough guts to break into their world, amen, and tell them they need Jesus. They need to be saved. They need to be born again. They need to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Because if they don't know him, they're going to be lost. And my friend today, wherever you at, and Africa, where you listening to this broadcast, in America, are you listening, amen, in Bulgaria or whatever place you're at. My prayer is that it gets your attention, that it wakes you out of your sleep and your slumber, and you realize that you need a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's the only one. He's the only one that can grant life. Amen. The only door, the only way, the only one can grant life. And I asked in Jesus' name that you might call upon him and ask him to save you. Backslider, wake up. Shake yourself. Get loose from what has you bound. So many American people are bound by tranquilizers. We take 93 or 95% of all the tranquilizers that's produced in the world. They got this word bipolar. And anybody that don't want to face life, amen, they run to a doctor and get signed up for their tablets to get bipolar so the government can fund them and take care of them and give them anything they want. Well, I'm going to tell you what bipolar is in most cases. Bipolar in most cases is you got a devil. You need it cast out of you. Amen. And you need to be saved. Amen. Because when you get that devil cast out of you and get saved, you won't be bipolar. Amen. We have allowed the medical profession to give people a tranquilizer to keep them from being bipolar, amen, and we just feeding the devil in them, amen, that they can just be more wicked and more mean. And they say, oh, that person is 2 people, amen. Well, if you're 2 people, you need one of them cast out of you because one of them's the devil. And you need saved, you need born again by the Spirit of God. You need to throw them pills away and come to Jesus. Amen. Without one plea, just as I am, you need to come. Amen. And say, Lord, I need you as Lord and Savior of my life. I need to be saved and born again by the Spirit of God. I need life, and I need it more abundantly. Lord, in Jesus' name, save, reclaim the backslider, heal, set free, and deliver. Give the financial miracles to the Christian. Let them realize that, Lord, that you'll never leave them, forsake them. You'll go with them all the way. In days of famine, they're going to be satisfied. You're going to make a way for them, Lord. And let them know that you're there for them and you're strong. Amen. And you're going to prove yourself strong in behalf of those that trust you, fear you, and those that'll stand. Bible said, approach your throne with boldness. And we come with boldness, asking for deliverance for those that cry out to you today.